You're with SBS Radio.
Sa buong mundo, nagdaraos ang mga bansa ng mga kaganapan upang gunitain ang 70 taon buhat ng pagtibayin ang Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Ang dokumentong isinulat pagkatapos ng pangalawang digmaang pandaigdig ay itinatag sa unang pagkakataon bilang batayan ng karapatan at pundamental na kalayaan na kung saan lahat ng tao ay may karapatan. Sa panulat ni Philippa Carisbrook, narito ang kabuuan ng ulat.
Article 1. All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act towards one another in a spirit of brotherhood. Article 2. Everyone is entitled to all the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration, without distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status.
Ang Universal Declaration of Human Rights ay isang pangmundong dokumento na nagsasabing ang karapatang pantao ay para sa lahat upang matamasa ng lahat, sino man o saan man sila nakatira. Ang deklarasyon ay pinagtibay ng United Nations General Assembly noong 10 Disyembre 1948.
In favor of adoption, 48. Against adoption, none. Abstentions, 8. So that we reached the stage, gentlemen, in which by an enormous vote and without in any direct opposition, this assembly has adopted this very important declaration.
Nagkaroon ng mahalagang bahagi ang Australia dito. Ang Australia ang isa sa 8 bansang naging kasama sa pagsulat ng dokumento. At ang pinuno ng delegasyon ng bansa sa United Nations noon, si Dr. H.V. Evatt, na kilala din bilang Doc Evatt, ay pangulo ng UN General Assembly nang ang dokumento ay pinagtibay.
Millions of people, men and women and children, all over the world, many miles from Paris and New York, will turn for hope and guidance and inspiration to this document.
Bago nagsimula ang pangalawang digmaang pandaigdig, inakala na ang lahat ng bansa ay may kapangyarihan sa lahat ng nagaganap sa kanyang hangganan. Pero pagkatapos ng gera, nagkaroon ng pamantayang pangmundo na kailangan ng mga patakaran. Ipinaliwanag ng pangalawang direktor ng Custon Center for Human Rights sa Law School ng Monash University, Professor Paula Gerber, na ang deklarasyon ay isang aklat ng patakaran ng buhay.
Every sporting code, soccer, netball, cricket, they all have rules that they live by, that they play by. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights is really the rule book for society, for global society, which we all must abide by.
Article 3. Everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of person. Article 4. No one shall be held in slavery or servitude. Slavery and the slave trade shall be prohibited in all their forms.
Kasama sa deklarasyon ang mga karapatang sibil at politikal, kagaya ng karapatan sa buhay, kalayaan, malayang pagpapahayag at pribasiya. Kasama din dito ang ekonomiya, karapatan sa lipunan at kultura, katulad ng karapatan sa kagalingan, pabahay at alaga sa kalusugan. Ang mga bansa ay hindi kailangang sumunod na legal sa mga deklarasyon. Pero sinabi ni Professor Gerber na may mga tamang aksyon na nagdudulot ng negosasyon at hakbang na nakatulong upang ipagtanggol ang karapatan ng mga tao.
International law is not like domestic law. There's not a police force that you can go to enforce the law and arrest people who break the law. International human rights law requires on the cooperation and the consent of nations to be bound by it. And this document has withstood the test of time. People still revere it and respect it. And so I think that what I'd say is that nations do have generally a lot of goodwill towards this document and are willing to abide by it, but there's certainly lots of areas for improvement.
Isa sa mga lugar ng pagpapaganda ayon sa kanya ay ang tungkol sa artikulo bilang 14.
Article 14 says everyone has the right to seek asylum in another country if they're being persecuted. And I don't think that is informing the Australian government's position on dealing with asylum seekers and refugees. There is this demonising of asylum seekers. They're referred to as illegals, as queue jumpers, and that's simply wrong. They have a right to seek asylum if they're being persecuted.
Sinabi naman ang kasamang chair ng National Congress of Australia's First Peoples, Jackie Higgins, na pagkalipas ng 70 taon pagkatapos ng deklarasyon ng human rights, hindi pa din ito nangyayari sa buong mundo.
In terms of our country, we still have a very long way to go. Aboriginal people are still not being heard or listened to.
Idinagdag niyang ang antas ng pagkukulong, karahasan sa tahanan, kawalan ng trabaho at kakulangan ng tirahan sa mga komunidad ng Katutubo kumpara sa mga komunidad ng hindi aboriginal ay nagpapakita na walang parehong pamantayan ng alaga at proteksyon para sa lahat ng tao sa Australia. Sinabi niya na kailangan gumawa ng pagbabago ang gobyerno.
Governments need to act and implement the wishes of the community, but also knowing that most communities, community-controlled organizations, and our institutions have the solutions, so they need to listen to our people.
Naniniwala naman si Professor Paula Gerber na nagkulang ang Australia sa pagpapatupad ng Artikulo 14.
Article 26. Everyone has the right to education. Education shall be free, at least in the elementary and fundamental stages. Elementary education shall be compulsory. Technical and professional education shall be made generally available, and higher education shall be equally accessible to all on the basis of merit. Education shall be directed to the full development of the human personality and to the strengthening of respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms. It shall promote understanding, tolerance, and friendship among all nations, racial or religious groups, and shall further the activities of the United Nations for the maintenance of peace.
Sinabi din sa deklarasyon na dapat palakihin ang edukasyon tungkol sa karapatang pangtao at pangunahing kalayaan.
Even though it's in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most translated document in the world, our children aren't learning about it. It's not part of our curriculum.
Gusto ni Professor Gerber na lahat ng bata sa Australia ay mabigyan ng kopya ng deklarasyon upang mapag-aralan at mabuhay ayon dito.
We can't expect to have a human rights respecting culture if people don't know about their human rights. The first step towards ensuring that rights are respected is that people know about them.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.